Blog Talk Radio.
The Visionary Hotspot. Talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot. Inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you, you are me, and we are Visionary Women.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to the Visionary Hotspot. Today we have with us the amazing, a wonderful woman inside out, Carla Nicole Williams. How are you, Carla?
Hi, I am doing fabulous. Thank you for having me on tonight. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Listen, I was so excited about this particular show. I ended up showing up late. I ended up having to make all kinds of corrections to the introduction because I wanted to make sure that we did an amazing job on the justice that this particular episode deserves. So, everyone, thank you so much for joining me today at the Visionary Hotspot. And listen, this episode is brought to you by Natalis Kitchen, bringing the flavor of the farm from my kitchen to yours. And today we're talking about breaking through the poverty mindset. What does that mean? Oh, my goodness, Carla, let's go and dive into that.
Well, for me, the poverty mindset means that no matter what steps you take and what you do, you can't seem to break out of that cycle of robbing Peter to pay Paul or living paycheck to paycheck or being considered the working poor, you know, all of those things. And the reason why it's so near and dear to my heart, because I am most passionate about, and I love my business, but I'm most passionate about seeing the legacy of my family change as it in terms of wealth. And the reason why I know a poverty mindset so personally and so intimately is because it was the hardest mindset for me to change and transform myself. I grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You know, I grew up in the projects. And then after the projects, I grew up in the ghetto. So we would, like, move around the corner from the projects. But that is how I grew up. And it was government assistance, it was food stamps, it was the adults not spending money responsibly because my parents were both on drugs and, you know, and alcoholics. So it was never a healthy financial relationship. I was never taught anything by finances. All I was taught was, you know, get an education, get an education. So that's what I did. I went to college. I was the first in my family to go to college. I even got my master's. The other first person in my family to do that as well. So now I'm a professional, right? I'm a career woman. I've gotten all this education, and I still will end up with jobs paying me peanuts or still struggling financially with a master's, still struggling financially. And it wasn't until I was, like, hitting my 30s that I was like, I just couldn't understand what it was. I was like, I've done everything I know how to do. Why is this still my reality? You know, why can I keep savings? Why am I always struggling? Why am I always getting laid off? And it's when I started asking those questions and really looking inside myself that I realized that it was a mindset that, okay, yeah, you've gotten all this education and you've done this and you've done A to Z and you think you've done everything right, but inwardly you're still that poor little girl who grew up in the projects. And
but
that is
what
the poverty mindset is.
Yeah, you know what's so funny, Carla, that you mentioned this? And the reason why I find it funny in a fascinating way, because I think it has a lot to do with a mindset, yes, but I also believe that our mindset leads us to our purpose. You know what was funny, what caught my attention was when you said, okay, so I have a master's degree, you know, I came from humble beginnings, and I knew this was not the life for me. I was going to change the game. My problem, right, with the way we portray poverty, it is in such a negative light because of the struggle that comes along with it. And then we are fed these ideals of getting an education, but we forget the opportunities that come with being liberated, right? So a fascinating and educated man said, we opt for education over liberation. When we're liberated on the inside, right, we find some of the most uneducated people highly successful. So let's think of it in terms of this. Madam C.J. Walker did not have a degree, period, but she was the first self-made millionaire female, period, ever in the United States of America. And I find that amazing because really I think that changing the poverty mindset really starts with liberating ourselves on the inside. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. And that is why, although I got the education and I did this and I did that, I was still like a prisoner to poverty.
Yes.
And I would take liberation over education any day because, like you said,
yes.
I mean, there are people who have dropped out of college and become millionaires.
Yes.
So that is not the end-all, be-all, and that is what I learned myself and even what I put in my book, that I thought that was going to be my savior, but it wasn't because that's not what it's all about. It's definitely an inside job. It's definitely something that goes from the inside out because I feel like had I not gotten my master's, I would probably still, I would have still come to this realization. You know what I'm saying? I would have still come to this realization because
I love it.
Yeah, it came with me healing that little girl who was poor, who was, you know, ostracized, who was bullied, who was picked on, who felt less than, who had low self-esteem because of my humble beginnings. You know, so it was all energy that was twisted up. And like you said, made to look ugly, and it is why I do what I do today. You know, it is what drives me. It's really important. I have a 4-year-old son. He'll be 5 next month. But it's important for me, for him to have different stories and to not be held back with those similar or same limitations that I had because of how I was brought up. So it's all about liberation. And me even, you know, helping him to be this human being who's liberated or knows how to be liberated. You know what I'm saying? Just having a different life. And I think that's where it starts with changing the legacy of my family. You know, it's starting with me, but it's not going to end there. And I'm really, I'm excited too on how it will change. And this was very, you know, it was very new to me too, because I was always focusing on what I was doing on the outside. I didn't know to go inside.
But Carla, don't you think we all do? And let me explain something to you. Okay, so we're born into this world to whatever family we have, right? And that a narrative, whatever that narrative looks like, right? But no one tells us the honest truth about how to navigate the waters of life. Because no one can indefinitely say, this is how your life is going to be from the beginning of your first breath to the end of the last one you take, and this is how you should do things in between. What we fail to realize is that as business professionals, as women, as authors, we are supposed to live in a purposeful manner to actually bring liberation, yes, to ourselves, but also, as you mentioned about your son, to someone else. So how do we start this process of saying, okay, listen, people didn't keep it real with me. They told me to open up a book and follow the directions, because that's the equivalent of an education. If you can read and open up a book and follow the directions, you can gain some kind of a degree. But no one ever told me that once I get this degree, how to use it, how to apply it, how to live within it, how to live out my purpose, and let that be an advocate, not so much for me, but for validating how you feel about me. How do we start getting into a space where we don't need other people's validation to bring wholeness to ourselves?
I really honestly think, and I know it's going to sound cliche-ish, but it is all about their self-love and their self-acceptance piece.
Yes.
Because honestly, Charmaine, even when I went to college, I hated school. I hated it, but I had always been good in school. Like, I was always known as being smart. And when I was a little girl, believe it or not, I would rather have been pretty. But no, I wasn't the pretty girl. I was the smart one. So all of my self-esteem was tied up into being smart.
Oh, okay.
So for me, yeah, so I excelled. I excelled in school, and I hated school, and I hated college, but that was what was accepted of me. And my mother never taught me anything but to go to college and don't get pregnant. I'm serious. It was never – those were her life lessons to me. Go to college and don't get pregnant or your life will be over. Those were the only lessons she taught me. So that was my thing, not getting pregnant and getting an education, and that is going to be my salvation. That's what's going to set me free. But like you said, mm-hmm. you go and you do these things because it's what is accepted of you, or it's all you know. It's all you know. She didn't
right.
know to teach me self-love, you know, or mm-hmm. she didn't know to teach me to, you know, go after figure out my purpose, or even try to just, you know, go after happiness, and then your purpose will come. And it's because she didn't know, you know, so
right,
breaking
right.
the cycle. Yeah, breaking the cycle is the beginning. But once you break the cycle, it's like, what do you put there? Like, okay, I'm breaking the cycle, but what do I put in its place?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And
yes. Oh, my God.
And let me tell you, I didn't have a straight and linear path to here. I kind of stumbled upon all of this, and it all was born from my own pain. And, of course, now I see the beauty. I see the beauty in my journey, and I see the purpose in it, and I know that we all have our journey. I see that now. But, you know, as I was going through it, as I was younger, I was in my teens and my 20s, I didn't. I was just a really depressed, lost girl, really depressed and lost. So, And the business that you and I are in, I know I hear a lot that, like, you know, they don't teach us this in school, and they don't. And I really think it would be beneficial to learn those intangible things in school, not just, you know, 2 + 2 = 4 and how to sound out a word, or, you know, the constellations
right.
and so forth and so on, but self-acceptance and mindset
yes.
and purpose and just going inwardly, I think it will be beneficial, and I think that is where it starts. And I see, maybe it's because of where I am
right.
now, but I see it changing. You know, I guess it's more. I'm more susceptible to seeing things like that now because of what I do. But it seems like people are opening up to other ways more and more. When you think,
yeah, I think so. I think so because what I think what's going on within the temperature of the human experience is that, A, people are not taking anybody else's crap anymore. I noticed that. Women are starting to say, they're coming to the podium saying, listen, you told me that I needed to be educated. Okay, I got that. You also said I needed to be successful. Okay, I got that. You also said I need to run a household. Okay, I'm still doing that. Okay, great. Now, when is it my turn? And now women are not waiting for anyone to give them a reply. Now we're just taking the mic. You know how they have this saying now, drop the mic. Well, we done dropped that mic so many times, we're done. Now we're just taking the microphone. And the one thing that came to my attention was, we're always talking about education, but what use is it to teach me mathematics when I'll never have enough wealth to add it all together anyway? You see where I'm coming from? So we're teaching,
oh, absolutely.
We're teaching children, yeah, we're teaching children, oh, it's important to know division. It's important to know subtraction. It's important to know addition. But what happens when you don't have the resources to use those very tools? That is the whole purpose in breaking the poverty mindset, because I truly believe, Carla, that there's something innate in all of us that was given to us as a gift for us to use as a monetary tool for us to gain the wealth and resources that we need, but also to give and birth our gifts to the world, that this world become a little bit better than it was before we entered it.
I agree 100%. And the thing is, because I have this education, when I take that stand where I'm like, you know, education isn't the end all be all, or when I am talking to someone in my family and, you know, they ask, you know, me, is my son going to college? Well, I don't know. You know, we'll see when we get to the age. You know, but when I don't say that I'm going to force him to go or anything like that, they think I'm
right.
crazy. And especially because I have all this education, but it's the lens that I see through. I know that it's not the end-all, be-all. And one of the degrees I got, I never use it, and I never will use it. I have no intentions of using it. It's totally not in alignment with who I am. It was just something mm-hmm. for me to do. You know, and
wow.
and
wow.
with the poverty mindset, yeah, most people who have it, the education is the key for them. So they don't care what you get it in. Or, you know, they might say get it
wow.
in medicine or science because those are the ones that make you the money. But I'm telling mm-hmm. you, just because you major in something that is supposed to make you the money doesn't mean it's going to make you the money. I mean, because it's way deeper than that. And so what
it
I
is.
Teach my son and what I will continue to teach him is, like you said, that innate thing. And I think it's less innate in children because they're closer to source and they're just innocent. And I really do think that children are superior to us because they're still innocent.
They're
not jaded. Yeah, they don't
yes.
have all the baggage that we have. I think their gift is more on the surface, you know, and I think they exhibit
yeah.
it every day. My son loves to dance. That's something he loves to do. He just loves
mm-hmm.
to dance. So that's a
mm-hmm.
gift he has. That doesn't mean he's going to go into dance, but I nurture
mm-hmm.
what I see in him. And I'm not like, oh, just sit your butt down and stop jumping around. I let him be a kid. And as you know, I deal with the whole inner child piece, and that's why I let him be a kid. I just feel like that's where the magic starts. But then as we grow up
yes.
and we get grown and we add all the stuff, the magic fades away and we forget
yes.
and then we're a mess, and then we're working our way backwards. We're reparenting ourselves
yes.
again.
Yes.
And that's what happens.
Yeah, but you know what's something that was so funny? What was so funny was this interesting concept this young man, this man said. He said, you know, when we finally get, because he's a long-time comedian, a human activist. I mean, he's everywhere. And he was like, you know, when we finally gain wealth, we have to give ourselves $1 million worth of treats just to remove the nonsense that's in the brain that we have had stored up here all these years. And I sat back and I listened to that for a little bit because I was like, $1 million worth of treats. He's talking the houses, the cars, the trips,
mm-hmm.
the this, the that. And it's interesting to me because what we don't realize is everybody else's junk is sitting on top of us, right? And if we're honest with ourselves, it's not just the junk that we were fed by our parents. It's the stuff that they were fed by their parents. So how
yep.
about adding up generations of poverty mindset? And if those poverty mindsets just literally compiled on top of one another. And so when we think of living in a poverty mindset, in my opinion, I think part of that is broken when we start throwing everything out. I'm not kidding. Because some of this stuff is so jaded and it's so packed filled with disappointment from other people's lifetimes and what they were not able to accomplish. And then they throw that crap on top of us, and then now we're supposed to meet an expectation for their dreams and never our own. And so now we're starting to live in a space where we're wearing the magic glasses, and we don't took the blue pill. But guess what? Now we have this newness of reality, and we're having to navigate a whole new altered universe. So how do we get to the space where we're comfortable with saying, okay, look, I got to throw this baby out with this bathwater. We're not supposed to, but I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to make an exception because I can't live like this. How do we start getting the courage, gaining the courage that we need to make it happen and remove what should not have been there from the beginning?
I think you hit it right on the head when you said, you know, throwing a baby out with the bathwater, even though that's unheard of, you're not supposed to. I think it goes back
mm-hmm.
to doing what you're not supposed to do. You know, not being
mm-hmm.
afraid to break those rules and those status quos. And it doesn't mean that you have to go and be Mother Teresa. You know, we're all different
right.
and we're on different levels of our journey. But disrupting it, that disruption, that's where it
yes.
starts. You know, that you have to disrupt. And I know for me, everything I have been taught, I live in the Bible Belt. I live here in Nashville, Tennessee. So I've always been in Tennessee
mm-hmm.
my whole entire life. And it's the Bible Belt. And so growing
mm-hmm.
up, the poverty, it was always, you know, the very strict religious rules on top of that. And I know that people are like, how is that even related? But I feel like, you know, the wealth consciousness, I feel like it's a spiritual, I think it's spiritual as well. And so that is where I'm getting at when I say that those rules or sayings like money is the root of all evil, or no matter if you have a penny, you know, be grateful for that penny. And I agree with being grateful for what you have, but the way it was taught to me is don't ask for anything more. You shouldn't ask for anything more because that is being ungrateful and that is not true. So disrupting it, and I had removed myself from all of that, you know, and family and friends, you know, they were praying for my soul because I'm like, you know, this isn't working for me. I'm telling you, they were praying for my soul and all of this, and I was like, wow. But what I noticed about them, y'all are still in fear. Like, you're following the status quo. You're following the rules, per se, but you're still in more fear than I am in from breaking away from this. So sometimes we are comfortable staying in the pain we know versus venturing out and trying something different that probably will be better. And so disrupting that, I think, is a great start.
Wonderful. Now, let me know, because we have 5 minutes left in the show. Let me know. Give me four practical tools that we can use, my audience can use, Charmaine can use, the world can use to break the poverty mindset. You just mentioned about throwing the baby out with the bathwater, meaning not to take on someone else's that has been passed on from one generation to the next. What are some other things? Give me three more.
Okay, so we talked about the disruption. And then
we talked about disrupting.
Yeah, we talked about the disruption. And then following, I think, like you said, that innate skill or the innate talent that we have, even if we ignore it, we know we know what kind of sets us on fire, or we know what gets our spirit and our soul stirring. And a lot of times, because we're fearful, we won't pursue that, or because it's not common. Like, for instance, people who say, I want to be a sculptor, and then it's going to be a million people who say, you're not going to make any money sculpting, things like that. Whatever that is for you, pursue that. And even if you don't pursue it full time, just do it, you know, spark the flame. Like when you're making a fire when you're camping, you got to fan that fire for it to become a flame. So that is a tip for me to really, really go after your purpose, because it's not going to, I don't think that it hits you like a bolt of lightning. I think it's always with you. You just have to rediscover it. And so my other tip is to pursue happiness. And again, I know it may sound cliche, but I feel like if you pursue happiness, that's going to affect every part of your life. And wealth consciousness is a holistic view. It's not just about finances. You know, health is wealth, and mindset is wealth, and time with your family is wealth, and all of that is wealth, and it's all interconnected. Wealth is interconnected with everything else in your life. It is just the simplest way for you to kind of gauge where you are. Because chances are, if your bank account is in the negative, you're not feeling good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're not feeling good. And then we feel, and my other tip is, we feel like life is happening to us, but we are creators. We're creators. Mm. We're not victims. And I know a lot of people live their life as a victim of circumstance. I did. That's how I know. So I'm definitely speaking this with compassion and non-judgment. But I know what it feels like to feel like you're a victim, that, you know, your life, your poverty, your struggling is your cross to bear, that is your destiny to be, you know, this broken, unhappy person, and that, you know, you'll get your reward later, so it's okay to suffer now. And I call hogwash on that. We are meant to be happy and loving and loved and peaceful and fulfilled and in harmony. Like, all of those good feelings, even the words make you feel good. So
it does.
Pursuing your happiness, pursuing your happiness. And also, because we are talking about poverty, looking at where you are. I ignored a lot of things about my financial situation because I didn't want to deal with it, and I was in denial. And a lot of it was, I didn't have the knowledge, I didn't know how to deal with it, or wasn't equipped to to do certain things as far as knowledge, and then some of them were just bad habits, you know, that I had always had and needed to break. So taking a good hard look at your finances as well and not ignoring them. And so, yeah, you look at it, and that's not going to automatically change it. But when you're aware of things spiritually, they start to change. Just by shining the light of awareness on it, it starts to transform. I totally believe that.
So guess what, everyone? Listen, we got the 5 steps, okay? We're going to go over it really quickly. And it's disrupting the pattern that has led us to this poverty mindset. Throwing the baby out with the bathwater, not accepting other people's of how we should live and how we should thrive and what success should be like for us. The next one, living in the innate gifts that we have and making sure that we pursue our happiness is the following. And then living victoriously and not as a victim. Hey, everyone, listen, Carla, you are a phenomenal woman after my own heart. If you could quickly, we only have 60 seconds, let my audience know where we can find you.
Yes, I have a website where you can find everything about me at CarlaNicoleWilliams.com, and that's CarlaNicoleWilliams.com. Everything will be there, my social media handles, how to work with me, more about healing the inner child and the poverty mindset. I have a blog on there, and I also have a free quiz that helps you figure out where you are on the wealth consciousness scale. Thank you, Charmaine.
Wonderful. Hey, you're so welcome. Hey, everyone, listen, this episode, remember, is brought to you by Natalia's Kitchen, bringing the flavor of the farm from my kitchen to yours. It has been such an amazing time to be with you guys today. Remember, you can always check me out at thevisionarywoman.com. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Good night.
The Visionary Hotspot, talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot, inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you. You are me. And we are visionary women.